CBS News, I'm Gary Nahn. Nightfall in the Java Sea. The air search for victims of Air Asia 8501 is ending for the day. Planes and helicopters spent another day in rough weather removing bodies to Pangkalaban, Indonesia. Indonesian officials now say 30 crash victims have been recovered, several still belted in their seats. Investigators are eager to find the flight data and cockpit voice recorders from the Airbus A320. Focus is on underwater detection. CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi.
It's not exactly clear that they will hear a ping from the black boxes. Apparently, they don't always go off. It depends on how the plane hits the water and so on. Also, there could be disruption from, we're told, from wave activity. If you're listening for a ping, you're never too sure if you're hearing the black box or whether you're hearing pings coming off of, acoustical pings off of your own ship or other ships in the area. So it's not as simple as it might seem.
132 crash victims are still unaccounted for. Family, colleagues, and politicians are mourning the death of Mario Cuomo, who passed away New Year's Day just hours after his son Andrew was sworn in for a second term as governor of the state of New York. Mario Cuomo served three terms as New York governor from 1983 to 1994. He was 82.
I'm Peter Mayer in Honolulu. President and Mrs. Obama remember Mario Cuomo for combining his faith in God and faith in America to live a life of public service. In their written statement, the Obamas express sadness over the death of a man they describe as an unflinching voice for tolerance, inclusiveness, and dignity. They say the nation is better for Mario Cuomo's years of public service. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Honolulu.
Some travelers hitting the road this weekend will be hit by some treacherous weather.
We are looking at some travel impacts, certainly over portions of the southern plains, west of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and probably mostly west of the Norman, Oklahoma area.
Ice and snow could be a factor for people flying and driving in New England, and the big population centers of the Northeast probably will be spared. Some cancers may be a crapshoot. The finding of a new medical study, CBS's Larry Miller.
Diet and lifestyle have a minimal impact on two-thirds of cancers. In those cases, it's just down to bad luck, according to a report in the journal Science. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine found cancer-causing genetic mutations randomly occur as our stem cells divide. Dr. Christian Tomasetti is one of the report's authors.
There is a very large component that is just due by chance. We need to focus on so-called secondary prevention, which is basically early detection.
Larry Miller, CBS News.
The top movie box office attraction for 2014.
They call themselves the Guardians of the Galaxy.
The film did $332.9 million worth of business in North America. Filmgoers bought $10.3 billion worth of tickets last year. Gasoline prices continue to fall. The AAA says the average cost of a gallon nationwide is down to $2.23. S&P futures up 6.5 points. This is CBS News.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and laws number 3030.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be Mrs. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
One county in South Texas will be the first in the country to give poor people charged with crimes the option of picking their own attorneys at government expense. The story from reporter Michael Board.
Instead of randomly assigning an attorney to those who cannot afford one, defendants in tiny Comal County, Texas, will be given a list of lawyers, and they can choose the one they want, with the government picking up the tab.
The theory behind that is that they'll have stronger motivations to do a good job because they're not just going to get their next appointment sort of automatically.
Edwin Colfax with the Texas Indigent Defense Commission says this is the way it's been done for years in Canada and England, but this will be the first time it's been tried in the U.S. Michael Board for CBS News, San Antonio.
The Chick-fil-A chain is working with law enforcement looking into a possible breach involving credit cards at a few of its locations. There's no indication of the extent of the possible breach, the number of restaurants, or where they are. Chick-fil-A says it will pay for identity protection services to anyone affected. Gary Nahn, CBS News.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law. 50 states and laws number 3030.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its seven moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, technology can lead to amazing spectacles, but it also brings the possibility of turning some of our favorite experiences into memories.
We hit the point where if we didn't convert to digital, we wouldn't be able to show films anymore because they're not producing them on 35 millimeter anymore.
The North Carolina Center for Missing Persons has issued a silver alert for a Chapel Hill woman, 18-year-old Tamara Nicole Fenerson. And as the new year begins, we're taking the time to look back on the year that was with our top news stories and newsmakers of the year. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together, NWCHL Championship Sports. It looks like that UNC has a brand new defensive coordinator, and he once led an SEC team to a national championship. The UNC women's basketball team will wrap up its non-conference slate today at 2 o'clock at Carmichael Arena against East Tennessee State. And
it was the Big Ten that saved the ACC from ultimate embarrassment.
That's this morning in Art Shansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 7:07 and 45 degrees outside. I'm Chip Hamlin, substituting for Ron Stutz on the WCHL Friday Morning News. Technology can lead to amazing spectacles, but also brings the possibility of turning some of our favorite experiences into memories. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more.
The Varsity Theater, with its historic marquee, has been a staple of downtown Chapel Hill for over 50 years. But technological advancements in movie making have threatened the future of the Franklin Street Cinema. Paul Shereshin owns the Varsity Theater. He says that the theater needs major upgrades because of a transformation in the movie-making process.
We hit the point where if we didn't convert to digital, we wouldn't be able to show films anymore because they're not producing them on 35 millimeter anymore.
Now that problem and some helpful ideas from the Downtown Partnership resulted in a Kickstarter page to help the Varsity with the renovation cost.
We did a blast campaign during the Chapel Hill Parade. We put the initial word out. Then it was kicked off the following Thursday. And then we just basically had a major email blast to folks that subscribe to our newsletter and just emails like that. And that was done through the Downtown Partnership. And that did a big bulk of the front end.
With the goal of raising $50,000, Shereshin says they are well on their way.
So far, it's been great. We're over 50%. I think we're around $27,000 right now.
They settled on that $50,000 number because, based off of estimates, that's how much it will cost to convert one screen from 35 millimeter to digital. Shereshin says that they have special offerings for anyone who wants to donate to their campaign, including concessions items, movie tickets, and T-shirts. And, of course, the more money you give, the more you get.
We have a golden ticket where it's free movies for a year, and we've had the golden ticket. We've used that for other promotional things, so that's been one that people have grabbed.
Shereshin says that any money that is raised over their $50,000 goal will go toward converting the second theater at the Varsity, and he adds that they have been overwhelmed by the support from the community.
We really thank the community, obviously, from the Kickstarter for the donations, but just sort of the positive feedback that we've gotten. We introduced it at the parade. People were all over it. They were behind us. It was a nice, positive feel to get to that.
As of January 1st, the Varsity Kickstarter had over 450 backers, totaling over $30,000 in donations, with just over 40 days remaining in their campaign. Now you can help the Varsity Theater convert from 35mm to digital and get some great offerings by visiting Kickstarter.com, searching Varsity Theater, and then donating. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The North Carolina Center for Missing Persons has issued a silver alert for a Chapel Hill woman, 18-year-old Tamara Nicole Fenerson. Tamara Fenerson is African American, 5 foot 4 inches tall and 200 pounds, with short black hair and brown eyes. She was last seen leaving UNC hospitals at around 5 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. She was wearing blue leggings, a navy blue jacket with white collar and cuffs, and gray, red, and black Nike sneakers. You can find a picture of Tamara Fenerson at our website at chapelboro.com. If you have any information about her whereabouts, please contact Chapel Hill Police at 919-968-2760, or contact Orange County Communications at 919-732-5063. You can also call 911. We have reached the end of 2014, and as 2015 begins, we're taking the time to look back on the year that was. For the next 2 weeks, as part of our annual WCHL Year in Review, we'll be counting down the top 10 news stories and the top 10 newsmakers of 2014 here in our local community. And that continues today with our number 6 news story. 2014 saw the election of a new sheriff, the start of a new era of law enforcement in Orange County. And as it happens, that came at a time when millions across the country rose up to demand a new era of law enforcement nationwide. That voice found a home in Chapel Hill as well. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports on our number 6 story of the year, the local response to the events of Ferguson, Missouri.
Those are the voices of hundreds of UNC students gathered in the pit in December, not long after a Missouri grand jury decided not to indict Officer Darren Wilson in the shooting death of Michael Brown. Just one of many demonstrations that took place in our community, from UNC to the high schools to Peace and Justice Plaza and even on Franklin Street itself. And, of course, it wasn't just Ferguson. After yet another grand jury in New York returned a no indictment for a police officer accused in the choking death of Eric Garner, communities across America, including our own, saw an outpouring of frustration over what demonstrators described as justice too long denied.
It was just a very somber and real moment. You saw their pain on their faces. They think people don't care. They think we're complacent with them telling us that black bodies don't matter. And we're saying that they do. We care. Something needs to be done about it.
People need to hear these stories. Planting seeds around here, like, these need to get into people's minds. Tell them why we feel like this.
When we're being slapped in the face, don't expect us to just take it.
I'm not justifying the destruction of private property, but I definitely damn sure understand where they're coming from.
No violence in Chapel Hill, but as tensions rose across the nation, many police departments chose to confront demonstrators with riot gear, tear gas, and even military surplus vehicles, sparking an entirely different round of concerns about the apparent militarization of civilian police. Those concerns were echoed locally, especially after a New York Times report suggesting that law enforcement agencies in Orange County had acquired 6 military surplus vehicles, more than any other county in the state. That report turned out to be erroneous, but it sparked enough worry that Chapel Hill and Carrboro police each held public forums to show people where they stood on the matter. Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue.
I am not a gun lover. I carry one for a living. I also respect your right to carry as many as you want, as long as that's legal to do that. But I will say this, I send men and women out into the street to encounter people who may have 50 of those 300 million guns in the backseat of their car.
There are a lot of issues here, and none of them have been resolved. Local police are being proactive about the use of body cameras, and they're committed to community policing as a high priority. But there are still lingering concerns about the diversity of our local police, and serious concerns that people of color in our community are far more likely to be pulled over, searched, suspected, and arrested. It's our number 6 story of the year this year. There's a good chance it'll be a top story next year as well. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
As for our number 6 newsmaker, Charles Blackwood took the oath of office in December to become Orange County's first new sheriff in more than three decades. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more.
Charles Wood was elected Orange County's new sheriff this year after beating five challengers in two primaries and the general election. Blackwood takes the reins from Lindy Pendergrass, who stepped down after 32 years. Though he's worked his way up the ranks in the sheriff's department, Blackwood says there's still more to learn as top lawman.
I've got a community that's supportive of me. I've got some really well-trained people that I can call on to offer great advice to me.
He hopes to change the culture of the department and foster a customer service approach to law enforcement.
The customer service prong of what we're trying to accomplish in taking it to that next level is critical. We have embraced the Disney philosophy, which is to the moon, and that starts at the front door.
Blackwood says connecting with the community is the key to good police work.
The first start is to remind the troops that it's not our agency. It belongs to the voters and the citizens of the county. And we have to echo that message to the residents of the county. We have to be responsive to their needs, not those that we feel are their needs.
Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Keep it tuned to WCHL throughout next week as we continue to count down our top 10 news stories and newsmakers of the year. And be on the watch for our annual Year in Review special that will air throughout the next couple of weeks. Time now for traffic, and this report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. And with a look at traffic for the second time in 2015, we go to Nikki Morris. Nikki?
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for counting.
Absolutely.
15501 still looking good. Both directions between Franklin Street and Garrett Road. Northbound Fordham Boulevard also delay-free from Greensboro Street through 54. And if you're heading to 40 eastbound this morning, just a few busy spots. Nothing significant as far as traffic volume is concerned from Highway 86 all the way through the Durham Freeway. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Thank you, Nikki. And this report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL weather is brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. For today, we're expecting cloudy skies, a slight chance of rain this afternoon. Highs will be in the low 50s. For tonight, cloudy with rain likely, mainly overnight, lows around 40 degrees. For tomorrow, rain likely, highs in the mid-40s. And tomorrow night, cloudy, a 40% chance of showers and areas of fog, lows in the mid-40s. The temperatures will rise into the lower 50s overnight. Right now it is 45 outside. And this report is brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys in Meadowmont Village. WCHL News Time is at 7:18. I'm Jeff Hamlin, substituting for Ron Studs. A small-town attorney who's lived most of his life near the South Carolina line is poised to become one of North Carolina's most powerful politicians. Republican Tim Moore of Kings Mountain is likely to become House Speaker when the entire chamber elects officers on January the 14th. He's the GOP nominee. Republicans hold 74 of the House's 120 seats. Moore never has been too far from North Carolina politics, from putting up campaign placards as a teenager to becoming student Congress speaker at UNC Chapel Hill in the early 1990s. He served on the UNC Board of Governors and joined the House in 2003. Moore greatly expanded his influence 4 years ago when he became Speaker Tom Tillis's Rules Committee chairman. Tillis enters the U.S. Senate next week. Are you concerned about policing here in your local community? Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue and Carrboro Police Chief Walter Horton will be in attendance coming up tomorrow answering questions at the monthly meeting of the Orange County NAACP. The meeting will start at noon tomorrow at the Rogers Road Community Center located at 101 Edgar Street in northern Chapel Hill. And registration begins on Monday for Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation's winter spring programs. If you're an Orange County resident, head online to townofchapelhill.org and then register at the Chapel Hill or Hargraves Community Centers, the Homestead Aquatic Center, or the Parks and Recreation Administrative Office. For non-residents, registration begins on Monday, January 19th. That's Martin Luther King Day, but the Homestead Aquatic Center and the website will both be open on that day. Right now, it is 7:20. NWCHL Championship Sports is brought to you by UNC Family Medicine. It was a college football playoff semifinal to remember last night in New Orleans. Ohio State stuns number one Alabama 42-35. The final, as the Buckeyes wind up getting a huge game from running back Ezekiel Elliott, who rushed for 230 yards and two touchdowns on 20 carries. In fact, it was Elliott who put the game away with 324 remaining with an 85-yard touchdown run. It's the first time in 8 years that the SEC will not have a team playing for the college football national championship, as Ohio State winds up winning the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans, and they wind up improving to 13-1 on the season. Their opponent in the college football playoff national championship game will be Oregon. The Ducks convincingly down Florida State to win the Rose Bowl yesterday, 59-20 the final, as Oregon wound up piling up 639 yards. Marcus Mariota, the Heisman Trophy winner, throws for 338 yards and two touchdowns. Florida State did get 348 yards passing from Jameis Winston, last year's Heisman Trophy winner, but Florida State wound up making five turnovers in the process of losing the contest. And so Florida State's 29-game winning streak comes to an end. Florida State winds up going down to defeat. Oregon wins the Rose Bowl. They will play Ohio State for the national championship. Meanwhile, in UNC-related news, some big news. ESPN reporting that former Auburn head coach Gene Chizik is expected to accept the job with UNC as defensive coordinator. Chizik was the head coach of the Auburn Tigers from 2009 to 2012. He won the national championship when Cam Newton was the quarterback of the Tigers in 2010. He compiled a 33-19 overall record. There has been no official announcement yet from UNC. In women's basketball, UNC will take on East Tennessee State today at Carmichael Arena. That game will be on GoHeels.com. You can watch it on GoHeels.com as well as hear the play-by-play from Walter Storholt. That will be a 2 o'clock tip-off for the Tar Heels. It's their final non-conference game before they start conference play on Sunday against NC State. Meanwhile, men's college basketball from yesterday, one game in the top 25. It was Evansville with an upset as the Purple Aces, who have quietly gotten off to an 11-2 start, won their Missouri Valley Conference opener by downing number 23 Northern Iowa by a score of 52-49. In the NBA, LeBron James is expected to miss 1 to 2 weeks because of a bruised knee. Incidentally, the Cleveland Cavaliers play the Charlotte Hornets coming up tonight at the Hive in Charlotte. NBA from yesterday, it was Chicago Bulls beating the Denver Nuggets 106-101. Jimmy Butler had 26 to lead the Bulls, and the Sacramento Kings down the Minnesota Timberwolves by a score of 110-107. In the NHL, the annual Winter Classic took place yesterday at Washington, D.C.'s Nationals Park. And it was the Washington Capitals winning the Winter Classic as they downed the Chicago Blackhawks by a score of 3-2. Elsewhere, the Los Angeles Kings beat the Vancouver Canucks also by a score of 3-2. Coming up tonight, the Carolina Hurricanes will be back in action at PNC Arena. The Hurricanes will go up against the Philadelphia Flyers. This report is brought to you by UNC Family Medicine.
This is Dr. Adam Goldstein with Your Health Radio and the University of North Carolina Department of Family Medicine. Do you worry about getting the care you need because you don't have health insurance? Do you have a pre-existing condition or think you can't afford it? The Affordable Care Act provides individuals who qualify with financial assistance for purchasing health insurance. Open enrollment is now through February 15th, so check out your options on www.healthcare.gov or call 919-545-3440.
Don't forget, we'll have Carolina basketball on the air tomorrow night with a one-hour edition of Countdown to Tip-Off as UNC starts its conference slate in Little John Coliseum to go up against the Clemson Tigers. We'll be on the air at 6 o'clock for a one-hour edition of Countdown to Tip-Off. And don't forget, next hour at 8:20, we'll be joined by C.L. Brown from ESPN. He'll talk about UNC and also offer a season preview for all of the ACC teams as they get ready for action. Conference play, when you get right down to it, starts tomorrow, though started about a month ago when NC State took on Wake Forest over at the PNC Arena. There's also been a Florida State-Notre Dame game, but the conference season begins in earnest tomorrow. It's 7:25.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It was the Big Ten that saved the ACC from ultimate embarrassment. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Heading into the postseason bowl games, the two most maligned college football conferences by far were the ACC and the Big Ten. The ACC champion Florida State still made it into the first Final Four playoff after going 13-0, but having to stage dramatic comebacks in at least half of its games. The Seminoles showed they were only a shadow of their 2013 national championship team by getting routed and damn near humiliated by Oregon in the Rose Bowl semifinal. The performance was so bad on both sides of the ball that the critics who said FSU was overrated would have spent the entire offseason crowing about ACC football. Fortunately, many of those same critics will be too busy eating crow over what the Big Ten did on New Year's Day. The oldest conference in America that's supposedly too slow to be favored in any of its 11 bowl games, let alone the national semifinal, pulled three shocking upsets Thursday. The Wisconsin team that was routed 59-0 by Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game played under interim coach, athletic director Barry Alvarez, and stunned Auburn in overtime. Michigan State scored 21 unanswered points in the fourth quarter to shock Baylor. But what the Ohio State University did to Alabama in the Sugar Bowl will be the talk of college football for the next 12 days until the first national championship game against Oregon kicks off. Ohio State, playing with its third-string quarterback, fell behind the top-ranked Crimson Tide 21-6 before scoring 28 unanswered points and holding on to upset Bama in a game as exciting as the Rose Bowl was comical. Urban Meyer, who won two national championships at Florida, now has a chance to win a third in his third season as coach of the Buckeyes in Columbus. And his hard-hitting, smartly coached team will at least think it has a chance against Heisman Trophy winner Marcus Mariota and the Ultra Fleet Ducks. The Buckeyes showed speed in the running game and on defense that belies the Big Ten's reputation. And they out-hit an Alabama team that in retrospect was overrated beyond its superstar receiver Amari Cooper. The Crimson Tide aura can intimidate opponents and did early to Ohio State. But once the Buckeyes realized they could stay on the field with the Tide, they proved they deserved to be there. Unlike, of course, good old FSU. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. They're only 79 cents every day. Great taste at a great price. We're so sure you'll like the taste that we guarantee it. The next time you fill up at one of our 24 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it.
79-cent fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Are you looking for new customers? Try Our Local Deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With Our Local Deal, your company is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the website at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
729 here on 97.9 FM WCHL. I'm Jeff Hamlin. Thanks for joining us here today. And Ron Studs, we'll be back. Winter vacation will end after today. You get a weekend, and then Ron, right back here on Monday morning. I'll be interested to see how Ron's doing, because I bet he has slept and slept and slept. That's what he does on these vacations. And you can't blame him after years of waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning, because you just want to sleep and sleep when you have that time off. Believe me, I know. I used to work morning shows. Haven't done it as much over the last few years. And once I get back into my regular routine next week, well, I'm going to be sleeping and sleeping. Believe me. Once again, we will have the UNC men's basketball team in action tomorrow night here on WCHL. UNC women will play today. You can Hear and watch that game on GoHeels.com as they will go up against East Tennessee State. We'll have more about that coming up in just a second. Right now, though, it is 7:30. And it's time now for weather, and this report is brought to you by Glass Half Full. For today, cloudy, a slight chance of rain this afternoon with highs in the lower 50s. Tonight, cloudy, rain likely, mainly overnight, lows around 40. For tomorrow, rain again likely with highs in the mid-40s. For tomorrow night, cloudy, a 40% chance of showers and areas of fog, lows in the mid-40s, and the temperature will rise into the lower 50s overnight. Right now, it is 45 outside. This report is brought to you by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carrboro community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update. I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Indonesian officials report as many as 30 victims of the Air Asia plane crash have now been recovered in the Java Sea. A few, they say, still belted in their seats. Correspondent Alan Pizzi in Surabaya says the largest part of the recovery is yet to come.
The hope is that the airliner will be found more or less intact and contain most of the passengers and crew still missing.
As for a cause,
more debris has also been found, but the focus of the investigation into what happened centers on retrieving the airliner's black boxes.
Weather conditions have altered the recovery.
9 search planes, many of them with metal detecting equipment, were scouring 8,000 square miles of the Java Sea. Search officials said the effort has now been narrowed down to about 10% of that, but there are in effect 2 search areas, because wind, waves, and currents will have pushed bodies and debris on the surface away from the actual crash site.
162 people were on the plane when it went down on Sunday. CBS News Update. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning, 7:32 and 45 degrees. I'm Jeff Hamlin, substituting for Rod Stutz on the WCHL Friday Morning News. The 19th-ranked UNC men's basketball team sits at 10-3 on the season, but is still in search of consistent play heading into its ACC opener. Tomorrow night's matchup against the 8-4 Clemson Tigers and the hostile atmosphere of Little John Coliseum will be no easy hurdle to clear. WCHL's Matt Oakes has a preview.
The Tar Heels are still uncertain with what exactly they've got. So far this season, they've shown bursts of the kind of athletic offense and lockdown defense that could rival nearly any team in the country. But then, UNC has also displayed vulnerability that the players and coaching staff say is stemming from a lack of focus and intensity. There could be no better time for Carolina to begin locking in for a full 40 minutes of basketball than conference season. Sophomore forward Kennedy Meeks, who's been the most reliable performer on an inconsistent squad up to this point, says he's bracing himself for the ACC grind ahead.
That's the toughest part of the year, honestly. Just the grind, seeing the same teams twice, figuring out your plays, and being a lot more aggressive on defensive ends is going to be hard. We just got to overcome. We got to keep playing every play. You got to know that you're not going to hit all the shots. You got to keep giving that effort to get back on defense and offensive game.
Meeks even goes so far as to say the ACC gauntlet is tougher than having to face the undefeated and unanimous number one team in the land, Kentucky.
It's definitely tougher. Like I said, man, it's just the grind with the back-to-back games or seeing the teams twice. And that's as hard as it can get, seeing a team twice in a month and a half. So.
The Tar Heels have seen a lot of zone defense so far this season and will likely be seeing a few more teams adopt the formation against Carolina in the conference slate. UNC head coach Roy Williams says the big men like Meeks and Bryce Johnson need to be more active inside to free up shooters like Marcus Page and Justin Jackson.
Said at the start of the year, I thought we'd get better as a shooter, and I think we have. We've got to do a better job of moving against the zone. Kennedy and Bryce got to do a better job for sure, and the other guys too, because then the zone has to worry about those guys a little bit, and then you have more open outside shots as well.
The Tigers boast a trio of players averaging in double digits per game, including talented freshman Jerron Blossom Game, but UNC may get a heavy dose of Rod Hall, who's been knocking down 50% of his shots from behind the arc. Junior forward Bryce Johnson says he's under no illusions and knows any team in the ACC is capable of taking the Tar Heels down if they don't give every opponent their full attention.
It's a whole different ballgame once you start ACC, but I mean, every night you have to bring it, and if you don't, you're going to get beat. So we just have to be ready to play with a lot more consistency than we have in the first 10, 11 games. We just have to get ready for it and just have to go to practice and just listen to what the coaches are telling us, because, I mean, they're the ones that are going to help us get through it.
Coach Williams says he had hoped the sloppy mistakes and turnovers would have been all cleaned up by now, but nevertheless, there's still plenty to focus on at practice.
It's hard to say. I think we've gotten better, but we made more mistakes tonight than I would hope we would make. Okay, I would hope that you'd get rid of those mistakes, you know, 5 days, 4 days before the first conference game. So it'll be a big challenge for us and practice for us to focus on the things we need to focus on to get a heck of a lot better.
With games against top 25 ranked Notre Dame and Louisville on deck after the Clemson excursion, the Tar Heels are running out of time to get in peak form. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The ninth-ranked UNC women's basketball team is 12-1 on the season, and they wrap up its non-conference slate this afternoon with a 2 o'clock tip-off at Carmichael Arena against 8-6 East Tennessee State. The Tar Heels are soldiering on without one of their most impactful players, Alina McDaniel, who has likely been lost for the rest of the season due to a serious lower right leg injury sustained in the December 21st game against Elon. The 2013 ACC Freshman of the Year was also a preseason All-ACC selection this season. But Carolina will now need team leaders like Alicia Gray and Stephanie Mavunga to shoulder more of the load going forward. Today's opponent, the Buccaneers, will be hoping to use their sharpshooter, Tiana Tarter, to spring an upset. Tarter averaging 12.8 points per game and knocks down 44% of her three-point attempts. Meanwhile, the Tar Heels hope to replicate Tuesday's balanced scoring in their victory over Albany that saw Jessica Washington, Gray, and Mavunga all tally in double figures. Today's contest serves as UNC's final tune-up before ACC action begins on Sunday against rival NC State. And you can catch that game on GoHeels.com. You can watch it and you can listen to a play-by-play of it with UNC women's play-by-play man Walter Storholt. The North Carolina Center for Missing Persons has issued a silver alert for a Chapel Hill woman, 18-year-old Tamara Nicole Fenerson. Tamara Fenerson is African-American, 5 foot 4 inches tall and 200 pounds. With short black hair and brown eyes, she was last seen leaving UNC hospitals at around 5 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon. She was wearing blue leggings, a navy blue jacket with white collar and cuffs, and gray, red, and black Nike sneakers. You can find a picture of Tamara Fenerson on our website at chapelboro.com. If you have any information about her whereabouts, please contact the Chapel Hill Police Department at 919-968-2760 or the Orange County Commissioners, or rather Orange County Communications, at 919-732-5063. That's 919-732-5063. And you can also call 911. Are you concerned about policing here in your local community? Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue and Carrboro Police Chief Walter Holton will be in attendance tomorrow at noon answering questions at the monthly meeting of the Orange County NAACP. The meeting again begins at noon at the Rogers Road Community Center located at 101 Edgar Street in Northern Chapel Hill. And registration begins on Monday for Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation's winter spring programs. If you're an Orange County resident, head online to townofchapelhill.org/register or visit the Chapel Hill or Hargraves Community Centers, the Homestead Aquatic Center, or the Parks and Recreation Administrative Office. For non-residents, registration begins on Monday, January the 19th. That's Martin Luther King Day, but the Homestead Aquatic Center and the website will both be open that day. Well, the Carolina Panthers gearing up for a playoff game coming up this weekend, and that will take place coming up tomorrow. And as far as their opponent, the Arizona Cardinals, are concerned, there has been some upheaval at quarterback throughout the course of the last 8 weeks. Arizona coach Bruce Arians says that Ryan Lindley will start at quarterback for the Cardinals when they take on the Panthers tomorrow in a wild card playoff game at Bank of America Stadium. Arians said after yesterday's practice that Drew Stanton will miss his third straight game with a sprained right knee. Stanton had the knee scoped last week after developing an infection. Lindley was released by the Cardinals at the end of preseason. He was signed off the San Diego practice squad after Carson Palmer went down with a season-ending knee injury against St. Louis on November 9th. Lindley started the last two regular season games, which were losses at Seattle and at San Francisco. He threw for 316 yards and two touchdowns last Sunday against the 49ers, but was also intercepted three times. There might have been speculation, in fact, that the Panthers could face former Virginia Tech quarterback Logan Thomas, but Thomas has not played extensively as of late. He was at one point slated to be the starter for the San Francisco game, and then that lasted all of one practice, and then Ryan Lindley got the nod at starting quarterback for the 49ers game, and, well, the Cardinals wound up like they did. All right, 7:40, and Nikki Morris now joins us for a look at what's being featured right now on chapelboro.com. As we are 2 days into the new year, what's up there right now?
Well, we've got a few things that are really interesting. Camille Tindall put up a story about New Year's Eats. Of course, you know, everybody has their traditions on what they decide that they're going to serve. Like for her family, they have black-eyed peas for pennies, collards for dollars, and cornbread for gold bars. We all kind of try. I have my
fill. Cornbread for gold bars. I've never heard that.
You know what? I like it. I think I might add that to mine.
Yeah.
For next year, because it can't hurt, you know?
Yeah, well, usually I just leave my gold bars in my safe at home in my apartment. Absolutely.
Good to know.
Thanks. Don't want to brag about it.
You don't happen to have the combo.
Yeah, don't want to do that. That's a unique tradition, because I knew about, everybody knows about, well, I assume, at least in the South,
mm-hmm.
most people know about black-eyed peas.
And the collard greens.
And collard greens.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any?
Good luck. No, I didn't, actually.
I made them this year, but I was really disappointed with my collard greens. First of all, I cleaned out the store where they were bought them because everybody else had some.
Yeah.
But then I overcooked them, and I was really disappointed because, you know, the people that I was having dinner with, really, they said right before I started making them, yeah, we like them, just not when they're really overcooked.
Yeah.
So I overcooked them.
I don't know what happens when you overcook
collards?
The collard greens.
They get really mushy.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Yeah, they do.
Now, what does that mean in terms of having mushy collard greens? What does that mean for the year ahead?
I don't want to look into it. It's probably not good.
Probably not. I always remember my grandmother when she lived in Caldwell, always made black-eyed peas when we had New Year's, New Year's Day meal at her place in Caldwell. And I always wanted her dressing, though. Because there was nothing like her dressing. So
dang.
She was always telling me, go ahead and eat them black-eyed peas because you'll have good luck. But I wanted the dressing. Anyhow, but yeah, that's a great article.
The dressing isn't good luck.
No, it's probably not. Probably explains a lot of different things. Oh. What else is up right now?
Well, our 2014 year in review also there. If you haven't gotten a chance to hear it on the air, you can also just listen to it at your leisure on chapelboro.com. And Susan Murray has added some more photo galleries. She's now up to the Best of Chapelboro Part 5.
Wow.
Now, I'm not sure how many Best of Chapelboro pictures there could possibly be, but there's probably a lot of pics from the past year, so you never know.
Yeah.
She might have more.
It's kind of like that. It's kind of like saying that Kiss Greatest Hits album. There's like 42 compilation albums by Kiss.
That's what I was thinking of as well.
Yeah, exactly.
It popped in my head.
We just have album after album after album of photos on chapelboro.com. So have lots of compilations. All right, a lot up there right now, so check it out. We haven't been resting here for the holidays, to say the least. Got a lot up there. Thank you, Nikki. Appreciate
it.
All right, 7:43 the time right now, and coming up we will have a commentary from Walt Mack. We have lots more straight ahead here on the WCHL Friday Morning News.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Enjoy a night of scotch and scrumptious fare at the Carolina Inn on Thursday, January 29th. Join scotch aficionado Gary Crunkleton and Glenfiddich ambassadors Judd and Ralph in savoring smooth scotch along with a delicious wild game dinner. The evening begins at 6:30 p.m. with a tasty reception with scotch and pass hors d'oeuvres. The reception is followed by an exceptional three-course wild game dinner with wine. Afterwards, enjoy dessert with scotch and cigars. Don't wait. Make your reservations today. Visit CarolinaInn.com for more information.
Needing dinner plans for the family? Looking to feed a party? Craving a snack while watching the game? You're in luck because it's always a good time for Wings Over Chapel Hill. Who can resist their fresh, never frozen food brought to your door with free delivery? With 23 flavors of hand-battered wings to choose from, along with ribs, sandwiches, wraps, and fries, Wings Over Chapel Hill is your answer to what's for dinner. Open 7 days a week and late nights on weekends. Give them a call or visit wingsoverhill.com to satisfy your craving fast. It's always a good time for wings.
More rewards, not more rules. That's what you can expect from our Visa Bonus Rewards Card. With the Visa Bonus Rewards Card, earn points that you can redeem for your choice of cash back, travel, and more. Plus, get $25 cash back with your first purchase. More rewards, not more rules. Apply today at any Bank of North Carolina branch or on our website. For details and full disclosure, go to bankofnc.com. Subject to credit approval. Member FDIC.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Walt Mack. No matter how sincere are our intentions, many New Year's resolutions are the human equivalent of the Ford Pinto and the Edsel, destined to failure. Like those ill-fated cars of yesteryear, resolutions are often poorly planned, overly ambitious, or ill-conceived. But fear of failure shouldn't impede anyone from trying. A willingness to fail without giving up is the key to success. Even the Wright brothers failed many times before they were able to perfect their flying machine so that it would ultimately succeed at Kitty Hawk. So here are some New Year's resolutions that the towns of Chapel Hill and Carborough and the University of North Carolina in Orange County might consider adopting. Let's start with managing our garbage and trash. The town of Chapel Hill and Orange County are somewhat like Congress. They prefer to kick the can down the road. In this case, transporting our solid waste down the road to Durham. Resolve to build a waste transfer plant, perhaps an incinerator, or even better, a methane-producing biofuels plant that reduces our garbage to a useful form of energy and keep our refuse here in Orange County. Then there's the decision on the proposed Obie Creek development that has been delayed time after time. Haven't we learned a lesson when we allowed Walmart and Tanger Outlet Mall to slip out of our grasp? Resolve to be proactive and business-friendly so that we can lure much-needed tax dollars to Orange County and provide relief to our already overburdened property owners. To UNC, resolve to make academics your number one priority, relegate athletics to a secondary role, and put a moratorium on raising tuition. Resolve, cull the herds of deer that pose a serious hazard to motorists and cause untold damage to property. Resolve, provide more parking in downtown Chapel Hill and put an end to predatory towing. Remember that life's most important achievements aren't the consequence of a whim. They require consistency, discipline, and planning. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the basketball court, teamwork is what you need to take on any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carborough, or call us at 919-942-3153. And as always, thanks for your business and continuing to make Fitch Lumber and Hardware a family tradition.
7:48 and 45 degrees. I'm Jeff Hamlin substituting for Rod Stutz on the WCHL Friday Morning News. Time now for traffic. This report brought to you by the Carolina Inn. And with the traffic this morning, it is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Jeff. 54 eastbound still looking good both directions between Fordham Boulevard and I-40. Northbound Fordham Boulevard also in good shape from Greensboro Street to 54. And if you're heading out to RTP 40 eastbound, remaining a delay-free trip from Highway 86 all the way out to the Durham Freeway. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Thank you, Nikki. And this report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL weather is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. For today, cloudy, a slight chance of rain this afternoon. Highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, cloudy and rain likely, mainly overnight. Lows around 40. Tomorrow, rain likely once again with highs in the mid-40s. Tomorrow night, cloudy, 40% chance of showers and areas of fog, lows in the mid-40s. And then the temperature will rise into the lower 50s after midnight. And then Sunday, it's almost going to feel like spring. It's not going to look like spring, but it'll feel like it. Cloudy, chance of showers in the morning, and then showers likely with scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, but it will be much warmer and windy at times, highs in the upper 60s. And right now it is 45 outside. This report brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece that you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jewelers in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. Right now it is 7:50 on 97.9 FM WCHL, and for the first time in 2015, we say hello to Wayne Pond. How are you, sir?
Ah, Jeff, my man. I love a warm welcome. Thank you.
I went into business for myself yesterday for the word of the day. And I,
you did?
Yes.
And well, I confess I missed it. What was it? Give me... let me take a shot at it. We'll turn the tables here.
Okay. It was Flat Dragon.
What?
I'm not kidding.
Okay.
We want to say it again for me, please?
Yeah, Flat Dragon. Let me take
flat or flap?
Flat. Hold on. I want to make sure I'm getting it right. I didn't pull it up. I'm pretty sure that's right, though. I got it. Flat Dragon, I believe, is what it was.
With
let's
a P?
See. Yeah, let's see. Word of the day, Google search. Hold on. I promise you won't be disappointed. You'll be proud of me here. I did a good job
okay.
with this. Now I can't find
I'm always proud of
yeah, but yeah, that was the word of the day. It was based on a game that was played in the 16th century where you had to retrieve something out of a fire,
okay.
like bourbon or something of that nature.
Now we know where J.K. Rowling stole her action scenes.
Huh? Actually, that's true. That's very true, yeah. So that was the word of the day. I managed to get that.
Well, flap doodle I might have recognized. But flap dragon, no, that one's way out of my pay grade. So
okay.
It's out of mine, too.
All right, guys.
I found it. An old game in which the player snatched raisins or plums out of the fire.
Neither one are worth fire for me.
No, but...
Sounds like dinner time.
Actually, out of burning brandy and eat them.
That really sounds like dinner at the Stutz's. Be sure to pass that on to Ron. Okay?
Yeah, I'll be sure to do that. And Walt Mack was the winner, by the way. Now it's time for a much better word from you, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, here we go with, as you say, the first one for 2015. Guys, here's a word that combines athletics and rhetoric.
Okay.
In ways that go way beyond Dick, whatever his name is, and Lou Holtz, Dick Vitale. I think you'll enjoy this. The word of the day is parry.
Huh.
P as in Paul. P-A-R-R-Y. P-A-R-R-Y. It is a verb.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, in athletics, it comes from fencing, as I understand it.
Okay.
To ward off a weapon or a blow, and in rhetoric, to evade, especially by an adroit answer.
Okay.
Ooh, doesn't that just send chills up your spine?
I'm proud to say I used the word adroitly several times during high school play-by-play broadcast on the air last year.
We're all impressed.
There he goes.
So, yeah. So
okay. I love it. Okay. Well, I thought you'd enjoy that. P-A-R-R-Y.
Okay.
It's a verb to ward off a weapon or a blow. Secondary meaning in rhetoric, to evade, especially by an adroit answer. So
okay.
I'm going to parry all this flap doodle and hang up the phone.
Flap dragon. All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Pond. And it's been great talking to you here. And
listen, Happy New Year to you both. And safe returns to our friend Ron Stutz.
Absolutely. Wayne, I hope to talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That is Wayne Pond with the word of the day, parry, to ward off a weapon or a blow or to evade. We'll ask for the word of the day next hour, and you can win. If you call us up here, you'll be the winner. Number two this year for the year 2015 of the word of the day. Call us up, 929-WCHL. That will be next hour. And the word of the day, as always, presented by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Time now for the clean joke of the day. This is the second one of these for 2015 as well. And here's Nikki Morse with it.
Well, I sure hope I got a different joke than you did.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. A few old couples used to get together to talk about life and have a good time, you know. One day, one of the men, Harry, started talking about this fantastic restaurant he went to the other night with his wife. Really? One of the other men said. What is it called? After thinking for a few seconds, Harry said, well, what are those good-smelling flowers called again? Do you mean a rose? The first man questioned. Yes, that's it, he exclaimed, looking over at his wife. He said, Rose, what's the restaurant we went to the other night?
Well, nothing like a good memory, huh?
Yeah, I know, right? We can all relate.
Absolutely. All right. That was a good one there. That was not one I used yesterday.
Fantastic.
So
glad I'm fresh.
That makes it all the better. All right. 7:55.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. They're only 79 cents every day. Great taste at a great price. We're so sure you'll like the taste that we guarantee it. The next time you fill up at one of our 24 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it.
79-cent fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Teresa Keller Albin has devoted most of her life to helping people secure the basic needs of food, clothing, and shelter. She initiated the development of the Caring and Sharing Center at St. Thomas More Catholic Church.
It started way back when we got transplant folks over at UNC Hospital. They came having to wait for a transplant, and they were in an apartment but had no furniture, had no clothes, extras, very little food supplies. So I started to piece together a little this and little of that in our community and tried to help to make their life a little different while they were waiting for transplant. And then all of a sudden we had a big influx of the Spanish and poor community, so it branched out into that, and one thing led to another, and everybody was pretty serious about it, so I got a new building.
She and the church are very closely involved with Habitat for Humanity and with the IFC.
Well, way back, we were AFC partnership at Habitat for Humanity, so decided our church would help along with the Newman Center and Binkley and United Church of Christ. And together in partnership, we decided that we could help and each do fundraising to try to help to assist in buying, paying for supplies for a house. We got one done, so we did another. So I think we have about 15, 18 houses now.
I am so impressed when I look at all the things you do. I understand you're a chaplain. You minister to the sick and elderly at UNC hospitals and also in private homes and assisted living communities. Tell me what drives you to do this and to constantly help others.
That's just sort of my nature. I like to give. I like to see things better. That became very dominant in my life. Put a lot of energy into that. And then it reached out into a lot of our shut-in elderly at home and just carried my skills over into helping to make a difference.
Well, Teresa, thank you for everything that you do.
thank you for your interest in our work.
Teresa Keller Albin was a teacher for 20 years. She's been in Chapel Hill for 33 years. For her long-standing commitment to the underserved, she's a recipient of the Chamber's 2013 Lifetime Achievement Award. And she's also today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Automall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Automall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Automall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand, we promise.
WCHL weather is brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. For today, cloudy skies, slight chance of rain this afternoon, highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, cloudy with rain likely, mainly overnight, lows around 40. And tomorrow, rain likely, highs in the mid-40s. Right now, it's 45. This report brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Burgers not your thing. Enjoy Five Guys grilled kosher beef hot dogs. Dress with any or all of 15 free toppings. Five Guys in Meadowmont Village.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.